Please take your seat, beautiful people. You are welcome to service in the name of Jesus. In few minutes, you are going to receive something. You know, we said this place is a place to grow spiritually. So listen so that you can at least make one step forward in your spiritual life. So don't be distracted. We've been talking about what? New creation realities. Somebody say new creation realities. We are talking about those things that are real to the new creation. The facts about the new creation. Who is the new creation? We say the new creation is one that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creature. All things are what? Behold, all things are what? Hallelujah. So if somebody is not in Christ, he is not what? He's not a new creature. If somebody is in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Hallelujah. Bible says all things are what? Behold, everything is what? And we now say, how did this come about? We now started taking us from one step to the other. We looked at Adam. We looked at how he failed. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, we looked at how Adam failed. Glory to God. Praise God now. We looked at how Adam failed. On Thursday, we actually looked in depth into what happened to Adam. And we looked at what is happening in the lives of unbelievers. People that are not born again. People that are not Christians. Their lives. So, and I took that time. I explained that to us. Ephesians chapter number 4 from verse 17 down to verse 26. You will see the life of an unbeliever. What it looks like. Whether the person is a bishop or a pope. Whether the person is a pastor or what. If the person is not in Christ, he's an unbeliever. Are you in church? Amen. Hallelujah. So, but today, you know, the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ. So, we're going to look at this Christ and what he accomplished for us. Amen. But we're going to look at it in another form. There's one English I will speak so that... Amen. You know the topic for the day? Do you know the topic for the day? Believing in your substitution. Believing in your substitution. What did I say? Say it again. Somebody say it again. Believing in your words. I want to bring it home. Come. Hallelujah. Come. Look at what substitution means. There was a day, people came here, carry this one. Carry him. The woman that was using here before, this police came here. She didn't see me. So Izu carried Izu. Hallelujah. And he went to police station. That's part of the deal. Suffering for Christ. So let's assume that on that day police came to carry this young boy. Kenneth just came into the scene and saw them. Where are you taking his Izuchukwu to? Say we are going to police station. He's going to answer this and all the rest of them. He said, instead of carrying Izu, stand. I have finished the preaching. Instead of carrying Izu, carry me. So, Kenneth has substituted for Izu. If he goes to the station, anything they do to him, they won't come and do to Izu again. Why? Because Kenneth is standing for Izu. Are you people in church? You know, I like when I preach, people respond to me. Did you understand? So, because of that, I want you to constantly understand what I'm preaching now. Kenneth, take this seat. Izu, take this seat. Carry your things. Just carry your things. Carry your things. Even if I teach you and you don't understand, even if a lecturer comes to teach you, you may not understand. Listen, I have finished the preaching. Understanding and believing in your substitution. Hallelujah. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. This is one of the most substitutional scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 13. From verse 13. Everybody hear this. For whether we be beside ourselves. Do you know what it means that somebody is beside himself? When you say, this man is beside himself, that is the man is out of his mind. Are you understanding? So when you see a madman talking to himself, you say the person is what? Beside himself. So Apostle Paul says, whether we be what? Beside ourselves, it is to who? Or whether we be sober. The word sober doesn't mean that you are quiet. The word sober means what? Self-control. Are you here? Whether we be sober, it is for your own what? Your own cause. Verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Everybody hear the substitutional statement. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all what? If one died for all, then we are all what? I hope you know the person is talking about. If Jesus died for all, then we are all what? Dead. And he talked about this in Galatians chapter number 2 verse 20. That is where he portrays this point. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. For I am crucified with Christ. You can now understand why. He said, if one died for all, then we are all dead. So Christ was our substitute. Everything he suffered for, he suffered in our stead. So that thing he suffered for, it is as good as us suffering it. That's why he wrote, I am crucified with Christ. While if one died for all, then we are all what? Are you understanding Bible? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, this is a beautiful scripture. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I want to tell you something on the passing. As a new creation person, you are not looking for faith. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2 and 3. He said, let nobody. You see Romans chapter 12. Go over verse 3. Oh, beautiful. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of what? So the problem of a believer is not faith problem, because God has given to the believer the measure of faith. It is not left for you to manifest the faith. Are you understanding? In the Old Testament, God was looking for faith from the people. In the new dispensation, he gave us faith. He is not requiring faith from us because he has already given us faith. Are you understanding? That is one of the realities of a believer. So, what are we talking about today? Believing in your substitution. I was inside. I heard somebody speak. I don't know whether it's Sister Beatrice that said that. Devil came and said, you are going to be sick. And she said, no, it is part of somebody believing in his substitution. He who knew no sin was made sin, that I be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now let me show you one scripture that will shock you. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. And without controversy, everybody say without controversy. And without controversy, great is the mystery of what? Hey, people are you not looking at the... Great is the mystery of what? God was manifest where? God was manifest in the what? God came and put what? Flesh and what?
Blood.
God was manifest in the flesh. Look at that again. Justified in the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, follow me. Just follow me. I said, when we use the fact of his substitution as we use a bridge or elevator, then the word becomes a reality. When we use the fact of his substitution as... How many of us have climbed the elevators before? Eh? Lift, lift. If you don't enter lift before, let me see your hand. How many of us have crossed bridge? Maybe you use bridge. Eh? How many of us have crossed Umuala bridge? Whether you are in a car or in a bus or in a canoe, you cross Umuala bridge. Eh? When you are crossing the bridge, do you start asking God for faith? God, I need faith to cross this bridge. How many of you, as you came to church, you looked at the seat, whether the thing is strong or not? How many of you did that before you sat down today? Did you look at the seat to check whether that seat will carry or no will carry you? How many of you did that? Nobody. Why? Eh? Why? Why don't you check the seat? Because the issue is that you have confidence in the seat. That anyhow, the seat is going to carry me. How many of you check? Oh, like I climbed the podium. I didn't check whether this ground can carry me or not. So, I am saying that the same way you have confidence in these material things, if you can also express confidence in the substitutionary work of Christ, boy, the thing becomes a reality to you. If you come to terms that what Jesus did, he did for you. Boy, I sang a song. They said, hallelujah, he has won the victory. Hallelujah, he did it all for me. He who knew no sin was made sin, that I be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Look at that scripture again. And with that controversy, do you know what controversy is? Controversy means that there is dispute. Bible says, without any dispute, great is the mystery of godliness. The word godliness is a simple word. Godliness, the line of God. Are you in church? Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest where? In the flesh, justified. Listen, the word justification, maybe during our Bible school that's starting the next week, we may talk about justification. The word justification means just as if. Just as if you did not sin. Just as if nothing was wrong with you. God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. Hallelujah. The God that was manifest in the flesh is who? The person of Jesus. Why are we talking about justification? Why it has to do with God? Remember, the Bible says, he who knew no sin was made sin. Hallelujah. So, on that day, while he was on the cross, carrying your sin and mine, carrying your diseases and mine, carrying your poverty and mine, these are the three major things that were there. Hallelujah. By that 12 noon, when all these things happened, that he shouted, my God, why have you forsaken me? And by 3 p.m., he gave up the ghost and descended down there and stayed there for 3 good days. Somebody's out here. On the third day, this statement, now you think that the thing is just straight like that. God was manifest in the flesh. He came to this earth, hallelujah, as a human being. And they gave birth to him as a human being. Hallelujah. In Bethlehem of Judea. He was like that for 33 good years. On the 33rd year. Hallelujah. He began to teach his disciples that he was going. And Peter rebuked him. He said, except a corn of wheat falls down and dies, he remains alone. They didn't understand it. They didn't know why he came. They thought he was going to be one of the prime ministers. Jesus said, no, that is not why I came. Hallelujah. Amen. And on that day, somebody says, Good Friday. Me, I don't know whether it's Good Friday. Personally, I don't know. Maybe because from Friday to Sunday, it's not up to 3 days. But he emphatically told us, like as Jonas was in the belly of the fish, for 3 days and three nights. So shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. So if you are counting from Friday to Sunday, it's not 3 days, it's not three nights. But that's a message for another day. Hallelujah. Praise God now. So, they crucified him on that day. But let me tell you something. Do you know that the day Jesus was crucified, you were there and you were part of the people that crucified him? It will shock you. Do you know that all of us were there? We are part of him. Let's see it from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 1. Isaiah 53 from verse 1. Oh, no time. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Very fast. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should do what? And he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We hid our... You can now see how all of us are involved.
Amen.
We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him what? The next verse. Surely he had borne our what? And carried our what? Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and what? The next verse. But he was wounded for our what? Can you see that now? That all of us we are involved. He who knew no sin was made sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So every one of us, we are there. Peter was part of the people that him. Is it shocking your theology? Based on this scripture, all of us we are involved. Hallelujah. All of us we are involved. Amen. So he died by 3 p.m. By 3 p.m. By 3 p.m. he was already dead. 3 p.m. He didn't stay long there. And everybody cried, left the place, and went home. But you know, the prophecy was made before that time. At the age of 12, the Bible says he went to Jerusalem. And he was there talking with elders and everybody. And the parents left him. Their first son. They left him there. And went for 3 days journey. Before they now located him back. 3 days. That thing was not just an ordinary thing. It shows that a time will come, everybody will, family and friends will forsake him, leave him alone there. They located him back after 3 days. I don't know whether somebody said. So, hear me. So, on that fateful day, he gave up the ghost. But before he died, he knew where he was going to. He knew the problem that was facing him there. He now said, he remember the first statement by 12 noon. Go and read the book of Mark. That is where you will see the time. He said, for somebody says, Pastor, how do you know? Read the book of Mark, you see them there. By 12 noon, he has already cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? By 3 p.m., he now said, my Father, into your hands, I commit my what? God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. You know why? By 12 noon, his spirit was made seen. Hallelujah. That is why he said, my Father, into your hand, I commit my what? And he departed and went down. For the people that don't believe that hell is real, is there. So I don't believe it. It's not about what you believe and what you don't believe. It's about what the scripture says. But hear me. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, go and read, I don't have time. Hebrews chapter 2, the Bible says he is to be made like us in every way. Remember in the Garden of Eden, man was made sin. Amen. If Jesus had to identify with us, he had to be made sin as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Kabbalosh Kenda. Listen, so he left the shores of our planet Earth here and went down there for 3 days. Don't worry, we'll talk about what happened there, what happened in the grave. For 3 days, they were tormenting him. If Nami be devil, oh boy, ha, you go hear Ramo. Do you know what happened? For 3.5 years, the Bible says, for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. For 3 good years, he was dealing with the devil. At a point, they were begging him, please, don't cast us to hell. Now, just look at swine here. Look at this pig. Cast us there. Let's go there. People that were oppressed by the devil, he released them. Do you know what it means to the devil? That this is his captive. You will come there and say, oh yeah, be healed. Oh yeah, be free. The demon possessed people. Oh yeah, go. Eh? He was doing that for 3 good years. And after the 3rd year, they now killed him, crucified him. And he now finally went down to the same place the devil was ruling as king. Please, I want people to concentrate. Hallelujah. If you were the devil, what will you do? Eh? Somebody that was dealing with you. And finally, the person now finally came to where you are ruling. You can now imagine the torment that Jesus went through. That was why he quickly shouted, my God, my Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. But on the 3rd day, that's 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. The second part now came into manifestation. The Bible says that Jesus was raised up by the glory of the Father. Resurrection is not all about that he came back to life. So to say, as far he now came out and people started seeing him. Resurrection has to do with him, his spirit being made alive. There was justification for him. Hallelujah. Remember, he was made sin on the cross. But on the 3rd day, there was a resurrection. That's why Romans chapter 8 verse 11 said, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, that same spirit will give life to our mortal bodies. Because it is the spirit that quickeneth. He was quickened. The word quickened is another word, made alive. To be made alive means that life was given to him. Remember on the cross, sin, the Bible says, through one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin. So on the cross, Jesus was made sin, and death was around there as well. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost came on the 3rd day, life was returned. This time around, not a normal human life. This time around is what we call eternal life, Zoe. Listen, if Jesus that was made sin could stand now as if, look at that. He said, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what somebody said. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I said, if we are new creation conscious as the fact that we are a new creation and have the nature of God and life of God in us, as we are of the... If we are new creation conscious, amen, and conscious of the fact that we have been made alive and have the life of God in us, it will be easy for us to manifest the life of God. If you are conscious of the fact that I'm a new creation. I told them on Thursday, listen, I don't mind if you are listening. I don't even mind if you are hearing. As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. I told them on Thursday, everybody hear me. Do you know, I sat 2 weeks ago, or last week, if you open my bag, there's one bag I carry. If you open my bag, omeprazole is there. gestid. It's not gestid. There's one. Is it glycol or polygel is there? There's amoxicillin is there. Everything was inside that bag. Everything. Once you open the bag, you think it's book and Bible that is there is a lie. Drug fuller.
Hallelujah.
But I'm beginning to get conscious of the person that is living in me. I'm telling you. Listen, if you get conscious of the fact that Holy Ghost is living in you, I want to tell you, Deacon, lack will go. I'm telling you. Lack will go. Sickness, Papa, can you hear this? Sickness will disappear. Every day, what I do, even in the bedroom, I tell myself that the Holy Ghost is living in me. I cannot just fail. Do you know when I got the consciousness, I packed the drugs and pushed them by the side. Go and check my bag, you see. But before this time, before 12 o'clock, I told me, you know, most of the times, the old man works better with your senses. As he tells you, it's getting to 12, you know you have ulcer. Before you know, you will start having pain here. But hear this. The new creation person operates from the inside. So we don't need to be conscious of what the old man is saying. Why he's an old man. We need to be conscious of what the Bible says. We should put off the old man and put on the new man. I don't know whether somebody's hearing me. Listen. Do you know all that I came to tell you this morning is that everything that Jesus did on the cross was for you. Everything that was done on the cross was for you. I am getting to a point in my life that I don't get scared about anything. I am beginning to understand who I am. I want the thing to turn on me. Can you imagine Jesus moving around the streets of Galilee begging people for food? Jesus never begged anybody for food. Everything he needed was in abundance. I don't know whether somebody's here. At any point in time, whatever need that confronted him, he had the ability to tackle all. Are you in church? Amen. Listen to this. In substitution, we believe that God is ours. His ability is ours. His rights and privileges are ours. As he is, so are we in this world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye are of God. Somebody say, I'm of God. People are not talking. Ye are of God. Somebody say, I'm of God. Little children, and have done what? Overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's a reality. It's a reality. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17 of that scripture. Verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. So if Jesus is justified, boy, as he is, so am I. So I am what? I am justified. I don't know whether somebody's here. Glory to God. Hey, we have been taken out of the realm of death, just like Jesus was. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. We know that we have passed from where? Everybody look at the Bible. I want this thing to sink. Because, amen. He said, Pastor Noam, tomorrow I go call him. If you come, you know, he'll get me. I want you to know it for yourself. Hallelujah. We know that we have done what? We have passed from death to life. Somebody say, I am walking in life. I am living in life. Oh, goodness gracious. We have passed from death to life. That is the life of a new creation. Hallelujah. Listen, being born again is much more than attending church. It's much more than doing some good things. No! We're talking about somebody that has passed from death, has entered into life. Someone bigger than me is living inside of me. Someone bigger than me is living inside of me. Bigger than what you see. It's bigger than what you think. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. Oh, Lakadosh Shentakada Babaya. He's the Holy Ghost living inside of me. Look at what Jesus says. Listen, give us, go up a little bit. Go up a little bit. Verse 16. And when I saw him, and he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went out what? A sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his brightness. This is the same personality that was crucified. Remember Isaiah recorded about him. He said, when we shall see him, there is no comeliness that we should desire him. But the same person after resurrection, the Bible says that look at him, look at the same person. Look at the same person. His countenance is like sun shining in its brightness. And Apostle John said, when I saw him, give me the next verse. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Listen, child of God, one of the things you notice about God is that whenever he steps in, he takes away fear. Any prophecy, any message you hear that brings fear is not from God. It's not from God. Because he says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power and sound mind. That is the spirit that is operational in us. When I saw him, I fell like a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, fear not, I am the first and what? The last. Listen, children of God, I want to tell you something. There is no child of God that is the last. Jesus said, I am the first and I am the last. So you can never be last. He said, hey, I am the last. You cannot, because the person living inside of you says, I am the first and the last. So all that you do is in between. That is why the Bible says, in him I move, in him I live, and in him I have my being. I don't know whether somebody is hearing the word. Why? Because he is the first and he's the last. So in him I move, in him I live, and in him I have my existence. Somebody make a crazy noise. Look at that. Verse 18. I am he that liveth. Listen, remember he was dead, but alive. But look at how he introduces himself. He said, I am he that liveth. So what it simply means, even when we felt that he has died, he was still alive. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive. Oh, sakata kalaba, forevermore. What? Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Death could not hold him captive. It's not possible for death to hold life. It's not possible. If the prince of this world had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know that in his death is our death. In his resurrection is our resurrection. In his justification, oh Kabbalah Toshke. In his justification is my justification. What do I need to do? It's just to believe in what he has done for me. What he has obtained for me. I don't need to struggle for it. All I need is belief. You know why? The Bible says, somebody came to Jesus and said to him, what shall we do that we might walk the walk of God? The answer Jesus said, gave to him was, the work of God is to believe in him God has sent. That is the work of God. I don't need to do anything, you just believe. It's that belief that is paying my bills. Do you know it's that belief that is keeping my household healthy? I sent a patient one of the days. I called one of my doctor friends. I said, sir, I called him that. I said, sir, please, I have somebody in my office now. I've tried to put in the shoulder. The shoulder dislocated, but I tried to put it. The thing is not agreeing. I applied everything, did everything. The thing is not working. Did I explode, did everything. And I said, please, can you help me? He laughed. He said, please send him. Send the person. Send him. Send her. Urgently. I said, how much? Just to fix the hand. There's a time, Bro Jide used to have that kind of problem. Every day the hand would just come out. Every day. I said, just fix the hand for me. Just pull it in. He said, hey, can they pay 150,000? I said, wow. 150,000? Just to reduce a bone that just shifted. And some of us are here. God spares us of all those things. And it's difficult for you to appreciate Him. Do you know, it's the knowledge of this sin that, you know, most of the time I look at my children run around everywhere, fall and rise up at the end of the journey. Their bones are not broken. You know why? The spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead is in us. That same spirit. You know what the devil told Jesus? He said He will give His angels charge over you. I don't need the devil to tell me, because I already know that the angels are giving charge over me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, behold, I am alive. That is the person we are talking about. Somebody say, I'm alive. Somebody say, I'm alive. Oh, kalaboske, nadadadaboske, kadadabaya. I said the object of incarnation was that man might be given the right to be sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to be sons of God. Let me close by this. Everybody hear me. Before, I used to think that we are children of God by adoption. You know what it means to adopt a child? How many of us used to think that way? That we are children of God by adoption, that God adopted us into His family. And I preached the gospel one of the days. Listen, Papa Kine, if you go and adopt a child, that child does not have your gene. He doesn't have your blood. You can give him all that you have. Give him your estates. Give him everything. He doesn't have your life. If we are children of God by adoption, the way we think about adoption, we can't have eternal life. You know why? This eternal life is not like, it's something that, life is something that comes from one person to the other. It's not like something you give, it's external thing. So if we are just children of God by adoption, it simply means we can be rich, we can be wealthy, we can have everything, but the life of God will not be there. Why? Because we are from the same family. I'm not the one that gave birth to Him. But hear this, in the sense that God talks about adoption, every one of us has given birth to a child. When you gave birth to grandeur in the hospital, do you know that it is possible for your husband to step into that hospital and tell you, I don't want to take this child, and he will leave you there. For the fact that the man comes to the hospital, carries grandeur to his house, is a form of adopting you into his family. Trying to tell everybody, I am responsible for this pregnancy. This person belongs to me. She is part of my family. Are you understanding? Because I have heard so many stories that people gave birth in the hospital and their husbands left them. The man refused to adopt that child into his family. When God speaks about adoption, He wants to tell the devil and the whole world that even sometimes that we misbehave, and they bring us before Him and say, I thought this one is your son. Why is he misbehaving? God will not tell us that he's not my son. God will always say, yes, I know he's my son. I don't know whether somebody said. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14, that Jesus is not ashamed to call us His brothers, because He knows that sometimes we can misbehave. But when He steps into the scene, even when people condemn us, He can come in there and say, neither do I condemn you. Neither do I condemn you. I see my brother. Are you understanding? Hallelujah. Somebody say, here is substitution. I believe in it. All that He did, I believe in it. In His resurrection is my resurrection. In His justification is my justification. In His acceptance is my acceptance. The Bible says God raised Him up from the dead and caused all of us to sit at the heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. Someone bigger than me.